Blackstone Publishing presents Alien Isolation by Keith R. A. DeCandido. This book is read by Sarah Mollo Christensen. To Sigourney Weaver, who gave us Ellen Ripley, one of the greatest heroes of science fiction. 1. Salvage Vessel Anisidora, November 2137. Henry Marlowe sat in the cramped mess hall of the salvage vessel Anisidora and tried to come to grips with his 17th straight meal of slop. The company that manufactured it called it food stuff, and the container label went on at great length about how it served all your nutritional needs. It was slop. Marlowe, the shipmaster of the Anisidora, bought foodstuff in bulk because it took up very little space, two cases could feed his crew of five for months, and because it was dirt cheap. That was the most important criterion. With each year, he made less and less salvaging, yet his clapped-out old ship needed more and more maintenance. As it was, he'd cut off atmo and gravity to the cargo hold to save money. Marlowe was taking a break while the rest of the crew sorted through the latest pile of garbage they'd pulled from space in hope that there was something valuable. There usually wasn't, but Marlowe lived in hope. That was all he had left. If they didn't find anything good in this haul, he was seriously going to have to consider turning his 5-person crew into a 2-person crew. He held the spoon of processed food up near his face, but found he couldn't bring himself to put it in his mouth. His brain, his tongue, his taste buds all rebelled at the notion of being subjected to this tasteless, odorless collection of off-white molecules with the consistency of snot. Desperately, Marlowe tried to conjure up a memory of what real food tasted like. When he was a kid, he'd loved grapes. They couldn't always afford to get them, but his parents nabbed him some when grapes became available and they could swing the price. It didn't happen very often, so it was a special occasion when they did. It had been years since he'd had a grape. Or any fruit, for that matter. He tried and failed to imagine that the mush in his spoon was a grape. Or grape juice. Or grape-flavored mush. Suddenly, the intercom crackled with static, startling Marlowe enough for him to drop the spoon to the deck. Unconcerned with the loss of the food, he went over to the comm and tapped the call button.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?